driver was a freedom rider. She didn't care if the whole world looked. Joan of Arc with the Lord to guide her. She was a sister who really cooked. Isadora was the first bra burner, and you're glad she showed up.
Oh, yeah!
And when the country was falling apart, Betsy Ross got it all sewed up.
And then there's Maud.
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 That uncompromising, enterprising, anything but tranquilizing. Right on, Maud.
I hate golf. Clubs. Tees.
Hi, Mrs. Finley.
How did your golf lesson go?
Marvelous. Just marvelous. Remember I told you that the golf pro said that he'd give me my money back if he couldn't teach me how to play golf?
Yeah.
Today he not only offered me my money back, he threw in a 19-inch color television set.
Hello, Finley residence. Yes, just a moment, please. It's for you, Mrs. Finley. Miss Harris from the Gas and Electric Company. No,
that woman has called me every day for the past 2 weeks. Tell her I'm not in. No, I'll tell her myself. Mrs. Harris, I'm not in. Mrs. Harris, I have paid my electric bill. I have the canceled check to prove it. I don't care what your dumb computer says. What? Well, let me put it to you this way, Mrs. Harris. If you do shut off my power, you'll also be shutting off my artificial heart, lung, and kidney machines. My death will be on your head. However, Mrs. Harris, I do want you to know that whatever choice you make, I'll truly understand. Have a lovely week, Mrs. Harris.
Honey, you're home early. How lovely.
Is Carol home?
Walter. You call that a kiss? I've seen guppies kiss the inside of fish tanks better than that.
I'm sorry, Mort.
That's much better. That had all the passion of a damp towel.
Where's Carol? She ought to be home by now.
Sweetheart, how should I know? I just got home myself. Why the sudden interest in Carol?
Nothing particular. I missed her at breakfast. And the whole day went by.
It usually does, Walter.
Well, so I just wondered how she was, that's all.
Sweetheart, I'm sure she's fine. It's you I'm worried about. Walter, is there something you want to tell me?
No, not really.
Well, you usually have more than this to say when you come home.
That's true. Then is the old adage, a well-timed silence often has more eloquence than speech.
Oh, that's beautiful. Next time I have an upset tummy, I may ask you to repeat that. It sure beats putting my finger down my throat. By the way, sweetheart, Arthur's coming over for dinner tonight.
Arthur! Tonight? I mean, how'd you happen to invite him?
Oh, sweetheart, you know how Arthur loves beef stroganoff.
Yeah?
Tonight I'm serving Franks and beans.
Arthur. Oh, hello, Arthur. Listen quickly. You and I went bowling last night. Now, it's very important that you remember that. Now, have you got that? Good. What? Dummy, this is Walter. I'm fine. Hi, Carol! Remember Arthur Bowling, that's what I told Maud. Hi, Carol. Hi there.
Hello, Walter. You know, this afternoon I spent 2.5 hours with a girlfriend trying to decide whether or not you should tell a louse what you really think of him.
Oh, what'd you decide?
Walter, you're a louse.
I'm gonna make us a nice big martini.
I walked into the Holiday Inn cocktail lounge last night, Walter.
I'm gonna make a martini for you, and for me, and for Maud, who's in the kitchen right now.
I walked into the Holiday Inn cocktail lounge last night, Walter. Who do you think I saw there? Sitting at a dark table, a cozy corner, with a blonde who couldn't have been more than half his age. Who do you think it was, Walter?
It couldn't have been Arthur. He was bowling with me last night.
Oh, that's your story. You were bowling with Arthur last
night. Why not? There's a lot of guys with mustaches who hang around in cocktail lounges with girls half their age.
Yes, but they don't all turn pale when they see me walk in. Walter, the man I saw let the blonde nibble the pimento out of his olive, just the way you used to do when you were dating my mother.
Come on, Carol. Do you know how many men defer to women when it comes to pimentos and their olives? Millions!
Walter, the cocktail waitress is a friend of mine, and this particular pimento jockey signed his check, Walter Findlay.
Walter Findlay. That is a coincidence.
Look, what you do, Walter, is your own business. But I think it is pretty rotten.
Oh, come on,
don't
Carol.
Worry, I won't tell my mother. I don't want her getting hurt.
Neither do I. And by the way, there is an explanation.
Oh, please spare me your explanations.
I cannot spare you these explanations. I was waiting for you to come home with
it.
Good evening, Carol. You two having a nice little chat? Okay. What gives with you two?
Nothing.
Nothing. Come on, Carol. The atmosphere in here is so chilly, you could hang meat.
Oh, I'm Maud. You heard Carol. Nothing's wrong.
Walter, if you were a new puppy and I saw that look on your face, I'd be searching every square inch of carpeting in the house. So don't you tell me that there's nothing going on between you two. Where are you going?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mother, I'm late. I have to pick Philip up at the Hendersons. We're going to the movies.
Look, wait, Carol, wait. Honey, I'm not going to pry. Look, if you and Walter want to keep a secret from me, it's perfectly all right. Just as long as I know what it is.
All right, Mother. Why don't you let Walter tell you? Go ahead, Walter, tell her. Start with the pimento.
Pimento? Why is she talking about... She's pregnant, isn't she?
No, more.
Oh, now, look, Walter, something's the matter. Was she in an automobile accident? She got fired. She lost her tweezers.
But, look, believe me, nothing is wrong with Carol. And listen to me. I love you, and I'll tell you everything when the time comes. All right?
All right. Time's come, Walter.
Well, not now. I want a shower before dinner.
Walter! Walter, come back! Listen, Walter! You might as well make up your mind you're going to tell me. If not, in the middle of your shower, I'll flush the downstairs John and scald you to death. You two at it again, Mrs. Findlay? I tell you, there are more fights in this house in 1 week than Joe Louis had in his entire career.
Ward, if it's peace and quiet you want, go work for the Partridge Family.
See you later, Mother.
Carol, listen, about that secret between you and Walter, you're off the hook.
What?
No, Walter told me. I know the whole story.
Everything?
A whole rotten, sordid mess.
Well, that's good. I'm glad it came from his lips. Good night.
Oh, Carol, wait a minute. Sweetheart, isn't there something you'd like to add to it?
Like what?
I don't know, like, you know, anything, like, from your personal point of view.
Mother, I think it's wonderful the way you're taking this. These things happen when a man gets to be Walter's age. Look, I'm sure she was just a fling.
What? What do you mean she was just a fling? Do you realize what an expression like that implies, Carol? A woman would hear that and think that her husband was fooling around. Do you mean to tell me that Walter is fooling around? Are you trying to tell
me? Mother, Walter never told you anything. You tricked me.
We're past that. Now we're working on she was under the fling. Now look, Carol, I know Walter. He does not fling. If there is anything he does not do, it is fling.
All right,
he is definitely not a fling.
Maybe I was mistaken. It was very dark in that cocktail lounge last night, and probably, possibly, it wasn't Walter I saw at all.
Honey, of course it wasn't Walter. Walter and Arthur went bowling last night. Walter told me so himself. Ooh, that was a closey.
Well, there, you see, I was mistaken. Look, the important thing is you have nothing to worry about. Good night.
Good night, honey.
She's right. There's nothing to worry about. When I worry, I always get this sinking feeling in the pit of my stomach.
I wonder why I have that sinking feeling.
I just broke the world's record for quick showers, Maud.
Arthur's not here yet, huh?
No, not yet. Walter.
Yes?
You never did tell me. How'd you do at bowling last night?
Oh, great, great. You wouldn't believe it.
I want to believe it. How did you do at bowling last night?
Oh, it was the greatest night of my life. I bowled 178, 172, and 207.
Oh, honey. Oh, that's wonderful. Oh.
I didn't think you cared that much about my bowling.
Oh, but I do, Walter. You have no idea how I do.
Hi, kids. Oh, sorry. I see I came at a wrong moment.
All right, Arthur, come in.
You know, I'm really jealous. No, I really am. Look at Walter, the lucky duck. He comes home every night to a loving wife and a homemade meal. Look at me, the old bachelor. What do I come home to?
A loving wife and a home-cooked meal. You're over here every night for dinner. Have a carrot stick.
Oh, thanks. Hey, who's this? What's up, Doc? I'll do it again. What's up, Doc? That's my imitation of Bugs Bunny.
Oh. Hilarious. I'm really surprised you haven't been invited to entertain at the White House.
It's not very good, huh? I saw this English fellow, Terry Thomas, do it on the Dean Martin show last night. He was absolutely hysterical. See, he has this slight overbite, and he's got this space between his teeth where he can put the carrot.
The Dean Martin show last night, Arthur?
Yeah, that's right, last night.
Arthur, I thought you said that you and Walter went bowling last night.
Oh, I think maybe it was 2 weeks ago on the Carol Burnett show.
Or was it 1943 on the Fibber McGee and Molly show?
No, actually, it was the Julie Andrews show. See, she's English, so she always has English guests. I hate myself.
You have to stand in line for that, Arthur. You know, there's an explanation for this whole thing.
I know there is. I saw it on Love of Life. Oh, Lord. Oh, why didn't the world stop with yesterday? Yesterday was such a lovely day. My cramps went away and everything.
Maud, you've already heard the worst of it. The worst of it is I lied to you. Arthur and I didn't go bowling last night. And Carol did see me with this girl in a Holiday Inn. In the cocktail lounge. But nothing happened. Maud, I'd rather die than hurt you.
I'm waiting, Walt.
Walt, you have my word. Absolutely nothing happened.
You know, Marty, I tend to believe him.
Is that so, Arthur?
Well, why don't you do something? Go get some ice.
I'd like that.
Walt, you have to believe me.
Please don't say that again. I do believe you, Walter. I have to believe you for my own sanity. What was she, Walter? A little peccadillo? Or was it a dalliance? I love those words. Peccadillo, dalliance, tiny little foolings around, sweet little girl boy things. Oh, I know. I know I shouldn't make fun of them. They hold very bittersweet memories for me now. Oh, I remember, Walter. You always used to pour a pony of white creme de menthe in my coffee. I thought it was so worldly of you.
Well, I never did it for her last night, Maud. White creme de menthe belonged to us.
And then there was that special dessert made with the browned coconut and creme de coco. You named it Maud's Miracle.
I never had it with anybody else, Maud, honest.
The thing that thrilled me more than anything over martinis, the way you used to let me nibble the pimento out of your olive. Walter, if you ever wanted to know what a broken heart looks like, now you know. And I hope you choke on the knowledge.
Maud.
Oh.
Arthur, what am I going to do? I'm such a fool, such an idiot.
I know.
When I tell you the whole story, you won't believe it.
I know.
You say I know. One more time, I'm going to kick your hell out of here. Arthur, nothing, but absolutely nothing happened between me and that girl last night. Do you believe me?
Of course I believe you. You old dog, you.
Arthur, I think I'm losing my marbles. It started when I turned 50. I began to think of girls.
At 50, you began to think of girls?
It's how I've been thinking about girls. I don't even see them as people anymore. I just see them as parts. Legs, necks, breasts, hips, knees.
Way of the world, Walter. That's the way people buy chicken nowadays.
Please be serious. I'm married to the greatest woman in the world, and I love her. But when I'm out driving in a car, and I see the back of a woman's head driving in front of me, I race like crazy to the next stoplight just so I can catch up with her and see her face.
You're not crazy, Walter. That's normal. I've been chasing heads of hair in automobiles for years. And you know something? I have never seen an unattractive woman driving an automobile. They're all beautiful, especially in convertibles. Unless, of course, they turn out to be boys, which is happening more and more these days.
Forget it, Arthur. My marriage is tumbling around my ears. I don't know what to say to stop it. And my best friend, all he does is make jokes. I am begging you for advice.
Tell Maud the truth, Walter. That's the only good advice I know.
The truth is I had a drink with a bunch of loose parts. That's all.
I understand. Has she got a friend? No more jokes. I'm listening.
Arthur, her name is Gladys Horton. She used to work for me before I met Maud. I never had anything going with her. I never even liked her. She used to wave at people a lot, and all I saw was stains under her arms. But she also wore these scooped-out blouses, you know? And there was a cross that hung down in her cleavage from a chain around her neck. Oh, I used to get hypnotized watching that cross. You know, now you see it, now you don't.
Oh, yeah. Religion can be fascinating.
She called me. She said she needed $500 right away for root canal work. The dentist said it had to be done or she might lose every tooth in her head.
You sound like a real winner, Walter. I'll say this, Walter. I love the part about the root canal. It has an air of authenticity to it. But the rest of the story needs a lot of work.
Why didn't I just mail that check to her? I mean, why did I have to go and see her in person?
Walter, how's she built?
Like a brick shipyard. But so what, Arthur? I mean, just being out in public with her, I was scared to death. We sat across this table from each other, and all I could do was look around for people who might recognize me. All I wanted was to get out of there.
Walter, if they put every man in jail that looked at girls and had guilty thoughts, there'd be none of us left.
Walter, are you still down there with Arthur?
Hey, did you hear that? It sounds like she'd gotten over it.
Yes, dear. Arthur's here. He's with me.
Yeah, well, get rid of him, because I'm coming downstairs.
Oh, boy. Well, you can't tell anything from sounds anymore, can you? Good luck, buddy.
Wait a minute, Arthur. Wait a minute!
Oh, listen. One more thing, Walter. Now, listen. If you and Maud get this thing settled between you, just remember, I'm right next door, waiting for dinner.
Oh, please, Maud, please, darling, don't leave!
I'm not. You are.
Leave? Where would I go?
I just made a reservation for you at the Holiday Inn.
Well, why don't you calm down so we can talk about this?
I am calm, Walter. I am perfectly calm. And I don't want anything in this house that is going to remind me of you.
Please, Maud, let me explain what happened.
I thought nothing happened.
Nothing did.
Well, then what more is there for me to hear? I mean, how many times in one night can a woman be hurt? Here's your excuse.
I can't believe this is happening to us. Maud, you're actually throwing me out? I suppose you called your mother and she put you up to this.
Actually, I called President Nixon. And he and Bibi Rabosa suggested a 30-day cooling-off period. Now go, Walter. Give me my 30 days.
No, Maud.
I said go, Walter.
No.
Go, Walter.
Okay, I'm going.
Take one step to that door and I'll rip your heart out.
Okay, Maud, but if I'm staying, you're going to hear everything that's on my mind. Maud, I lied to you once about the bowling last night, and it didn't work. It didn't work because we have the kind of marriage that cannot accept a lie.
How do I know you mean that, Walter?
Maud, sit down and I'll tell you everything that happened.
No, no, no. Because how will I know that you mean it? After everything you've said, after what happened tonight, after...
Maud! Sit! Now, this is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Her name was Gladys Horton.
Was she young?
26.
Maud, sit!
Now, she used to work for me before I even met you. And she called me last week because she needed root canal work.
What work? What canal?
You know, they dig down into the gums, way down into the roots. Well, anyway, she needed $500, and so I told her I'd meet her at the cocktail lounge and give her a check.
Well, why couldn't you have mailed her the check, Walter?
Because I wanted to see her. I mean, I didn't really want to see her, Maud. Maud, you have to understand, there's a thing that's been happening to me, Maud. Arthur says it happens to all men. It has to do with women's heads and automobiles. And there's a lot of other different parts, too, like knees and necks and hips and thighs. You know, like the way they cut up chicken. So tell me you understand, Maud. You do understand.
I understand. In the history of husbandly excuses, this cock and bull gum digging root canal story has to be the lowest.
But it's true.
I didn't say it wasn't true. I said it was the lowest. Look, Walter, I don't think you were unfaithful. But you did give her my pimento.
I didn't know what I was doing.
But you were there with her, Walter. A younger woman, practically a child.
26!
If I hear that number again, I'll find your root canals with my bare fingers. Now, I want the rest of the truth, Walter. You were out with a younger woman, a Maytag groupie. And you wanted her, didn't you?
No.
You are lying through that woman's teeth, Walter. She was a young woman. Her flesh was firm. There was the thrill of the unknown. And you wanted her, Walter, didn't you?
I didn't even like her, Maud. When she waved, I saw stains.
Walter, it is only natural that you would feel the attraction for a younger woman. And you did, didn't you, Walter?
No.
You did?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes! 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 Yes, and you lusted after her, didn't you, Walter?
Is that what you want to think, Maud?
I only want the truth, Walter.
Then I lusted after her.
Now, don't say it just to please me, Walter. Admit it! You sat there through that whole tete-a-tete, looking at her, longing for her, hunger for her, pouring out of every pore.
That's right, Maud. I could feel my toes curling in my shoe. But nothing happened, Maud. You want to know why nothing happened? Do you? Why do you think nothing happened?
Because I've spoiled you for other women?
You're darn right. Because you've spoiled me for other women, Maud.
And that's why nothing happened with Gladys Horton. Am I right, Walter?
Of course.
Oh, but darling, then why didn't you come right out and tell me this?
I should have, Maud. I should have.
Oh, Walter. Walter, Walter, I can read you like a book. And you said yourself, ours is the kind of marriage that cannot accept a lie.
A martini, dear? An olive, love? Anything else you want, sweetheart?
A water pick. That damn pimento stuck in my tooth.
Maud was recorded on tape before a live audience.